This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Collie and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That play fake by Brady. Short drop throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab! Across the goal line! Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Pats head to Baltimore to take on Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, and the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
Smith has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's pressured to his left. Pulls up, throws downfield towards Antonio Holmes. Ball batted for the key to lead. He's got an interception thanks to Kyle Arrington.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Here you're late.
Patriots.com. I'm not late.
It's 2:03.
We're all
to my
late.
Phone. 2:02.
Damn here. It.
Well, it's week number 16.
I wonder who wasn't here.
Kevin. Well, the open does take like a minute and a half.
Or it
so
could
we
be because you were late.
Well, we started the open at 2 and change.
And I'm getting tweets. Off. People want to know where we are. All we're getting on the feed is Christmas music. Right here. Mark McCall.
You're telling me that they did not enjoy the TLC Christmas?
They did not appear to be. They wanted us.
Very Merry
Bunch
Christmas
of Grinches
and a Happy
out
New
there.
Year.
Says more Andy. That part I made up.
Does not say that. It does not say that at all. Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. We'll be here for the next couple of hours. And you can join us on the phone lines at 855-PATS-500. That's 855-PATS-500. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Send us your emails throughout the course of the show. And make sure you put out your tweets with the hashtag PPGS. PPGS, Patriots pregame social. Week's number 16 today. Patriots on the road, back-to-back road games. And today it's Baltimore against the Ravens. Both teams fighting for something at this stage of the season. And a very important game for the Patriots. Dare I say the most important game the Patriots have had on their schedule to this point?
Sure.
I think that's fair.
You can make that argument.
Well, the Dolphins are helping them a little right now, being down 10-0 to the Bills. But
that could change.
This is a big game for playoff positioning, winning a division,
right.
And just for, are we any good?
and
it's kind of mental.
It would be an important game, even if
so
the
Brady
Dolphins
doesn't say poopy.
Even if the Dolphins go on to lose and the Patriots have the division crown sewed up before they take the field today, it's still an important game.
You don't want to go into the postseason like the Broncos under Tim Tebow.
Well, plus, I think this team really, really needs that bye. They need the rest. And, Cincinnati's winning right now. Indianapolis is winning right now. So there's a chance that the Patriots lose this game. They could end up at 4, and playing Kansas City in wild card weekend or Denver in wild card weekend, depending on the outcome of the AFC West race. So, certainly, this is an important game. I agree with Beadle.
And a lot of health issues in this game on both sides. You know, people are talking all about the Patriots, obviously, with Nate Solder out, Kenbrell Tompkins out, maybe Aaron Dobson returning. Where will Logan Mankins be? What's the offensive line look like? But on the other side of the ball, you got Flacco wearing a knee brace, and you got Ray Rice dealing with a thigh injury that, you know, some reports sound like may limit him in some way during this game, and that he
wasn't able to practice on
pull
Wednesday.
Himself out. So, I think some people believe they're going to try to run the football, being the Ravens, against this Patriots run defense. You know, we talked about it, Paul, you and I. They've been terrible all year running the ball. The one good game Ray Rice had was against the 32nd-ranked Bears. Well, the 31st-ranked Patriots rush defense is coming to town. Maybe he's looking for another big day.
We'll go behind enemy lines coming up at 2:30 with Ryan Mink of Ravens.com. Big story in Baltimore this week.
He won't need his coat today.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's because it's warm down there in his mink coat.
I get it. The knee injury to Joe Flacco is
yes.
a big story in Baltimore.
Yes.
Very big story.
I think it's a big story for the Patriots. I think they need to pressure Joe Flacco. And he's the guy that uses some mobility both within the pocket and to roll out a little bit. And if he's limited, that could sway things, I think, in the Patriots' favor. And I think you need to find that out early with Jones and Ninkovich off the edge.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number here on the Patriots pregame social. Patriots at 10-4 going up against the Ravens at 8-6 on the year. 4:25 kickoff today, and we'll take you right up until 4 o'clock as we talk about this game. So we learned last night that Kenbrell Tompkins is out. We learned that on the offensive line, Nate Solder out. What's that going to look like up front for the Patriots today?
I have no idea. I mean, I think a lot of people are assuming it could look like what it looked like last week, and that's Logan Mankins at tackle and Josh Klein at guard, left guard. But I still want to know why Will Svitek isn't in the mix at either spot, at guard or tackle. He's played both.
I think there's a chance you might see Svitek at guard.
I got to tell you, Klein, Wendell, and Connolly against Nada scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's not an ideal situation. I wouldn't be surprised to see Mankins go back out to tackle again.
That also scares me a little bit, by the way.
I was a little surprised with how much that he was talking about it this week. You know, the fact that he does it all the time in practice. He is sort of the emergency tackle. Not the first time that he's had to practice that.
He was a little cocky this week. Yeah. I practice center. I'm pretty much the next guy at every position.
Right.
he was pretty high on himself.
If you make that kind of money, you should be the next guy at every position.
But usually when you make that kind of money, you're the guy they don't move. Because you're so good at your one position.
That's true, but when you're talking about the left tackle position, which is very important, it makes some sense.
It is, and I'm intrigued by the matchup, and I know a lot of fans have mentioned this already on Twitter, the Suggs-Mankins potential for a fight, a punch in the nuts, or who knows what could go on
out
there.
It could get really dirty.
I mean, you got a pipe-toting pass rusher on one side and a guy who punches people in the nuts.
Well, does he have a history? I know he's done it, okay?
Who?
Mankins.
Yeah.
Has he repeatedly punched people in the nuts?
I don't know.
Oh, he has a history of personal fouls.
I understand that.
And at least one of those was punching somebody in the nuts.
It's been a while since the punching in the nuts episode.
Remember like
that
the...
That was his rookie year, wasn't
so?
It? So? It's a long time ago. Maybe he's learned from that.
I mean, forget it. I was going to say something stupid.
All right. I guess we'll pass on that one. But the Patriots...
Later in the show, maybe I'll spew that.
With the loss last week against Miami, now 3-4, losing record on the road. So even if they do get... help today in the form of the other games happening across the league, even if they get the help that they're looking for.
And they're getting it in Buffalo, by the way. Buffalo is in control of that game.
What's that guy's name? Thad?
Thaddeus Lewis is the quarterback.
Beat the Dolphins
for today.
Two times this season, kick their asses out of the postseason. I mean, that's embarrassing.
That's just poor to me.
That's Joe Philbin.
I told you guys last week I didn't think Miami was a very good team, and everybody yelled at me because they beat the
Patriots.
You
know who else isn't a very good team? Buffalo.
Yes.
Two bad teams.
I agree.
Bad.
I should have stuck with my theory. Take the home team.
So
you don't think Miami's better than Buffalo?
I do think they're better than Buffalo, but I think they're two bad teams.
Especially Buffalo without their starting quarterback and their best receiver.
It's going to be 17-0 shortly.
Hey, anything can happen in the NFL. This is the way the league likes
it. This is the way it goes.
They want crap
NFL.
Coming down the stretch. They want a lot of crappy football
and
to decide the postseason.
It's still the first half across the league in the 1 o'clock game. So a lot of things could happen. Let's assume they get the help. They still have plenty to prove in this game.
Well, how about just the fact that, you know, you talked about 3-4. Every time they've gone on the road against a good physical defense, they've lost. I mean, to me, that's what it all boils down to, is the Bengals, the Jets, the Dolphins. What are you giggling about?
Thad Lewis just threw a pick.
That was a bad one too.
It was. Was it deflected or?
No, I don't believe it was.
just as I was saying, it's going to be
a terrible pass and a terrible pick.
But I think the Patriots need to prove they can deal with this type of challenge. You know, a good red zone defense and a good physical defense up front. Yeah. How? I mean, that's a playoff matchup. You know, theoretically, you figure if I make the playoffs, probably going to have to play the Bengals or the Chiefs or maybe the Ravens, one of these physical fronts. How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? Are you going to run it? Are you going to pass it? Can you protect? Can you blah, blah, blah? And, you know, I saw something where, you know, I know there are top 10 sacks per pass play, and Pro Football Focus has Doomerville as sort of the most effective pass rusher in the NFL opposite Suggs. So you have a banged up tackle situation that's dealing with, you know, one of the better pass rushing units in football.
Yeah. And I do think there's been a lot of talk this week about, you know, what this win would mean, what kind of statement it would make. And I agree. I think it would be a very important win on the road against a very good football team that's fighting for its life. It's a proud team that, you know, needs the win to, you know, just to stay in playoff contention. I'm sort of wondering, you know, we're talking all about with the win. To me, it would be one game, and I don't want to overestimate the importance of one win. But a loss, to me, would be a continuation of what Andy's just talking about. They haven't been able to play really well on the road consistently. They haven't been able to stand up against these good physical teams, the physical fronts. And to me, it would be another in the long line of those, as opposed to the one outlier if it goes well.
Right.
You know, so they need to play a good football game here and prove to themselves that this is not the kind of team. There is no kind of team that beats the Patriots. They need to be able to, you know, get out of this game and show that they can perform well.
Have a good road win.
Yes.
They need to have a good road win and to give you some sort of reason.
Well, they had good road wins, those Super Bowl contenders in Atlanta.
No, that was not a good road win, as it turns out.
I was actually listening to your show, Beetle, a little bit, I think, on Friday. And someone
fighting
called,
with Gasper?
Someone called up, I think. And,
probably.
You know, what was the last really quality road win this team had? And you sort of started thinking about it.
I think that was Whitey the intern who provided that analysis.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was.
I heard that.
Yeah. Maybe it was Whitey the intern.
Whitey the intern.
Yeah. Which
John,
I like.
From Southie.
John from Southie. They call him Whitey. Brilliant. It's great. But he's right. And I think you have to go back a couple of years to, you know, because we thought Atlanta was a really good win.
He went back to like 2010.
But you thought Atlanta was a really good win, but it turned out that, you know, everybody beats Atlanta. They have like 4 wins. They're 4-10. So, is that the best win you can point to? And you go to last year, and you're like, who did they really beat on the road last year? And you're not really coming up with games like this one. They had a chance to win in Baltimore last year. They had a chance to win in Seattle last year. They couldn't do it.
This is pretty unique for them in that they have to go on the road against what I think is a good team. Good team. I don't think they're great.
Not a great team.
If they were great, they wouldn't be 8-6. But at 8-6, the Ravens are playing better. They've definitely played better as of late. They've won 4 straight, 5 of their last 6. They're coming on strong here at the end of the year. But this is the first time in December, and now we're getting into late December, where this team's going on the road against a good team and they need a win. They need a win to keep within their playoff push, and they're going up against a good team that also needs the win as well. This has been a long time since the Patriots have found themselves in this position.
Yeah, they haven't lost 2 in a row since 2002, I believe, in the month of December. And we know it's going to be a tight game. I mean, they play field goal games. The Ravens play field goal games. And the last 4 times these two teams have gotten together, they've played field goal games. So pretty good chance it's going to be a field goal game. Can you execute?
It's hard to envision this being a blowout.
Oh, I'd be stunned. Yeah.
It's hard to even blowout. It's hard to envision it being a 2-score game
at
the end. Mm-hmm. You know,
if this doesn't come down to the final 6 minutes or so, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the last play like so many of them have been. But if this isn't in question within 5 or 6 minutes, I'll be stunned.
And you mentioned it being a field goal game. A lot of people this week have talked about Justin Tucker, a 61-yard field goal for the Ravens that beat the Lions last week. Here's another fact from that game. The Ravens, we've talked this week about there being struggles for the Patriots in the red zone, the lack of Rob Gronkowski, and there being a big red zone threat for this team. The Ravens didn't score a touchdown in their game last week.
No.
It was all field goals. They never got in the end zone. So to say it could come down to the kicking is well within reason for this game.
Yeah, and both teams are in good shape if that's the case. You know, both teams have quality kickers that have kicked the ball very well this season. So I wouldn't see – I mean, yeah, he had the big kick last week, and – the 61-yarder, but, you know, certainly the Patriots do not have to take a back seat with Gostkowski, who's been very, very good all year long. So it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. But, you know, there's a lot of things. We look at a lot of these games, Beetle, before they unfold, and we sort of point to a lot of different things. And a lot of times those things don't end up being important. But I find it hard to imagine that red zone doesn't play a huge role in this game, you know, one way or the other. The Ravens are very good defensively in the red zone. The Patriots have struggled without Gronk in the red zone offensively. That's going to be a big factor. Can the Patriots score, say, 2 out of 3 times in the red zone? You know, 4 out of 3, if they have a really good offensive day, can you get 3, you know, 3 touchdowns in 5 trips, you know, which would be an improvement over what they have been doing. If they do, you really take a stranglehold on the game, because I'm not sure Baltimore can keep up offensively, even against a banged-up Patriots defense. They just haven't been able to protect Joe Flacco all year. He's been sacked, I think, the 2nd or 3rd most in football, 45 times or so. And now he's dealing with the knee problem, so he's not going to have any mobility, which, even though he's not a huge runner, he is a pretty mobile guy. You know, and he's lost a little of that, no question. So this is an opportunity for the offense to sort of pick up the defense and get one of those games where, you know, complementary parts are coming together.
Well, I also think this is an opportunity for the defense to have themselves a good game. and to be able to build some of that confidence that I think they've been lacking on the field. So, again, this game today, what worries you about it? Where are the concerns for you as a Patriots fan? 855, Pats 500. We know about the struggles in the red zone that the team had last week. Today, no Josh Boyce and no Kenbrell Tompkins again, but Aaron Dobson we expect will be back. He was listed as questionable, but I expect him to be playing, because if he's not, who will be playing? So this Patriots offense and what you look for from them today, I'll tell you what worries me, and we've already touched on it, is the offensive line. I'm really curious and really kind of concerned about the guys up front for Baltimore that can really be very disruptive, each and every one of them, against this banged-up Patriots line that's now also shuffled as well.
Yeah, and that's a huge one. It's not the old-time Ravens where you have all the different, you know, big names that are coming after the passer, but there's you know, a depth there up front for Baltimore. They have Doomerville and Suggs on the outside that everybody knows about, but there's guys like Courtney Upshaw and you know, even Arthur Jones, Chandler's brother. They chip in, and Haloti Ngata, to me, is just one of those guys that's really difficult to deal with on the inside. He's not going to pick up two or three sacks today, but does he control that interior line, especially if Mankins is forced to go to the outside, and now you're dealing with three lesser, you know, with Conley, Wendell, and either Klein or Svitek, whoever it may be. That's a big concern for me. That's definitely a thing that could tip the scales.
855 Pats 500. What worries you about this game, and what are you thinking heading into this game today at 855 Pats 500? Again, keep those emails coming in. Webradio@patriots.com. Here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Let's go out to the phone lines and we'll talk to Jeff in Vegas. He'll lead us off. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, really enjoying sitting at the sports book watching the Dolphins, Chiefs, and Broncos struggling.
Yeah, I think you would want the Chiefs to win that game, but that's just me.
I don't know, Paul. Still holding out hope for that miracle first seed, especially.
Okay, never mind then. I didn't realize you were on crack.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, I think on this game, there's been some interesting line movement. Started off New England plus 2.5, now just down to New England plus 1. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, all the big money on the Patriots, according to the wise guys.
Yeah, a lot of that wise guy money is the so-called the shops are seem to like New England. I don't. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Might be a little bit of background noise here. I'm going to bet the house on the Ravens. I'm going to give the 1 point. Just as a hedge, though, I'm starting to feel like anything can happen. Hopefully Patriots can figure out a way to get it done. But it's just that New England defense, just I don't see them making plays. And I don't want to sit in fear every time Flacco drops back the pass.
So you like the Ravens?
Yeah, I have a feeling New England can pull it out. But I'm just putting a large play on Baltimore just because I don't trust New England's lack of playmakers on defense. And not to mention this offensive line juggling with Solder now.
Yeah, I think the offensive line is an important aspect of this game. How those guys are able to perform, I think, is big, very, very big.
Yeah, Paul, you like the Ravens, right? Have you come around at all?
I think I like the Ravens, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I think this game's coming down to the last possession. I could see it going either way.
And hopefully, maybe it's just one of these signature, they don't usually lose two in a row. Belichick took him to the movies on Friday. Maybe he just has his, you know, his finger on the pulse, and they can somehow, you know, stranger things have happened. Put it that way. Lock it in.
All right.
I'm not sure what we locked in.
We're locking in a big play on the Ravens.
Big play on the Ravens, but only as a hedge, because I can't take it. If Baltimore is driving and New England cannot stop Baltimore's downfield passing game, I'm not going to sweat it out. I'm at least going to take it. I'd gladly lose a large amount of money just to have New England find a way to win this game.
Hey, Jeff, quick before we let you go, are you allowed to actually talk on the phones in the books now?
They sort of they eased back on that just because the phones are so prevalent. It used to be it was because they didn't want you, calling in.
Of course.
And I guess there was some big bust in New York of some pub that was doing like football squares for $500,000. So, but with the internet, with the smartphones, it's so prevalent. Unless you're like literally at the window talking on your phone, like someone else making a bet. They let it go nowadays.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Because normally, back at least a few years ago, it was a big no-no to talk on the cell phone at the sports book. Big no-no.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've never actually been in a sports book.
Never?
No, I've only been to Vegas once, and I didn't do the sports book stuff.
You're missing out.
No, I've heard a lot of people say, like,
you didn't need a sports book growing up in Everett, Beetle.
That's true. We had our own. It was called My House. But anyway, I've heard, like, the first two days of the NCAA tournament are just absolutely insane.
That's typically when I have gone to Vegas. I've done that trip like 5 times, and it's insane, and it's great. But that's that used to be a big no-no. You couldn't talk on the cell phones anywhere in the book. They used to yell at you to get off your phone, security, kick you out, all that crap.
What do you get from that?
What do you mean?
Like, what would be the reasoning behind that?
There's a lot of reasoning, but you know what? I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, okay.
I'll explain it to you off the air. I don't want to get bogged down in
as
that.
As quiet as it's kept?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll explain it to
you. I could see, you know, like in the casinos, you know, you don't.
Oh, like the poker table.
Yeah.
You can't talk on the phone there either. Yeah, they get mad at you.
No, well, I completely understand. I see all the pitfalls. You know, someone's on the other side. You know, someone's doing this. Someone's giving you signals, whatever. I'm not sure what you get out of the sports book, but.
Olivier is in Virginia. Hey,
and
Olivier.
Not Vernon.
Olivier.
Yes.
What's up?
Not much, and yourself?
Oh, we're doing okay. What do you got today?
I was, first of all, who is with you? Are you alone?
I'm with Paul. Andy has stepped out for the moment.
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Olivier. The Poll Center's here, too.
Sorry, I totally neglected Darren. I always do that.
Poll Center's far away. It's...
So, first of all, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
Everything is okay.
Thank you. Everything's great.
Excellent. So I was calling to, first wish ourselves a good luck game. The weather seems to be fine. I would say it's about 70 degrees. It's a little bit rainy. So I'm not sure how the conditions on the feeds are going to be, but I hope that the arrival of Dobson and Tompkins are going to help us, increase our chances to deliver points in the red zone. But have you guys heard anything, you know, going forward in terms of, not Mankins, but Solder playing, and what's the overall feeling right now in terms of where we are at in terms of feeling of victory or not?
Well, Solder is not playing. He did not make the trip, so he's out. In terms of the game, I think that most people feel like it's a pick'em. It's sort of a 50-50 shot. Two proud teams that are trying their best to put it together with whatever they have. And I think the game's going to could go either way. I mean, I think you got to give the Ravens the edge being at home and maybe having a little
healthier
momentum.
Well.
But they're absolutely banged up just like the Patriots are. They have holes all over the place just like the Patriots do. And it's going to probably come down to a couple of plays here or there, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think anybody in New England thinks this is a lost cause, that this game can't be won.
Yeah.
Do you feel that, Beetle? I think a lot of people have picked Baltimore, but I don't think people think it's a no shot.
No, I think it's going to be a field goal type of game. And honestly, I mean, I've picked the Patriots because after their loss last week, it made me feel like they could respond. You know, the rebound effect in the NFL. I went ahead with that, but I think this is a 3-point game either way. This is a very difficult game to pick today between these two teams. So in terms of confident picks, I don't know that anyone has a confident pick on this game. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. If you want to check in with us on the web, make sure you send an email to webradio@patriots.com. As always, go to the Patriots Facebook page at facebook.com/New England Patriots. That's where the Poll Center is, and let's head on over to the Poll Center with Darren Hartwell. What do we got in the Poll Center, Darren?
Poll Center got off to a little bit of a late start.
Had some technical difficulties,
but we're working on that and getting that fixed. So the first poll we got, so no actual results yet, but I can give you the question.
We need the question.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how confident are you in this team's ability to make it to the Super Bowl? Big picture question.
Confident, meaning 5, meaning what? They're definitely going to be
there. They're a lock.
And
5 is a lock.
0 being no shot?
1 is no shot.
I'm going to give them a 3.
3?
3.
I'm going to give it a 2.
2? 2 to 3. Yeah, I think 2 to 3 is fair.
Andy running in?
I'll give it a 3. Now, what's the question?
Scale of 1 to 5, how confident are you in this team's ability to make it to the Super Bowl?
2 minus.
2 minus?
I'm leaning towards 1 from the 2.
Okay.
So there you have it. Answer the poll at facebook.com/New England Patriots. Keep those emails rolling in. Webradio@patriots.com. And we have wide open phone lines for you as well at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Coming up next, we go behind enemy lines with Ryan Mink. As Andy said, he's not wearing a coat today. Doesn't need it. That's coming up
next. Peter won't throw blood on him.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart. Only on the Patriots Facebook page.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We're standing by for Ryan Mink of Ravens.com. The Mink is late. We'll get to him as soon
mink
as we
is
can get
being
him.
Naughty.
As soon as we get him on the line.
What is a mink?
Oh, it's actually a minx. That's not the naughty
is it a
little
cat?
Minx.
Mink is like a material.
Yeah, but what
minx
is it?
Minx is a.
No, I know the minx. What's a mink? Mink coat. Is it a cat?
I don't think it's a cat.
It's
ferret.
It might be something along those lines. I don't know.
It's like a strippers.
Strippers, we need you.
But it is a mink.
Yeah, the mink.
The European and the American mink.
Yep. It's an animal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mink.
I don't know what exactly.
What is it?
But have you ever seen one?
What family is it in?
It's in the family.
Is it like a cat?
Or is it like a little
here
rat?
It is. It's in the family of weasels, otters, and ferrets.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said.
When you said ferret, that sounded right to me.
I thought there was a chance it was a cat, too.
Pretty sure it's not. It looks more like a squirrel. Really. That's what it looks like.
And that makes a nice coat?
It does.
If a woman saw that, she would not want the coat.
She would not want the coat. She would not want the coat.
Because that's disgusting. That's a borderline oversized rat.
It's time to go behind enemy lines.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
And joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from Baltimore and from Ravens.com is Ryan Mink. Ryan, how are you?
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
Ryan.
Ryan, can
welcome
you hear
to
us?
The program.
Thank you.
Just want to thank you. Because of your last name, we just Googled to see what an actual mink was. And we now know.
It's a little ferret guy.
Yeah,
there
I don't,
you go.
I don't think women would like mink coats as much if they saw the animal it came from. It's kind of an overgrown rat.
It's not an attractive creature.
No, it is not. And I guess it ends
he's
up
he's done the research
coat,
on his own name.
Well, he should. You got to know. What are your perceptions of this game? We've been talking all week about the fact that, you know, these teams have been playing three-point games with everybody they play. They've been playing three-point games with each other in recent years. Is there any part of you that thinks this game will end in anything other than a three-point game that's on the line in the fourth quarter?
I think it could. I think that, the Ravens kind of put it on the Pats in the second half of last year's AFC Championship. And I think that things are kind of clicking for the Ravens now where they could have a breakout performance. You know, last year, let's say, you know, and granted this was a different Ravens team last year than it was this year, but in week 16 they faced the New York Giants, and all year they've been grinding, and then it just kind of came together and they just smoked the Giants. And I'm not more likely than not it's going to be a three-point game. But I think there's a chance that the Ravens could put it all together. You know, their offense is moving the ball. They just got to get it in the end zone when they're in scoring position. So, I mean, most likely it's a gritty game, but I think there's a chance.
Do you have a feeling that offense that you talked about is close? You know, in some, because we don't get a chance to watch them every week. We did see them Monday night, obviously, kick six field goals. Do you feel like they're close to, you know, maybe ending some of these drives with touchdowns as opposed to settling for field goals as much as they have?
I do. Well, the week before against Minnesota, they're 3-for-3 in the red zone. And the return of Dennis Tita is obviously huge, specifically in that area. And I think that, you know, he's done well against the Patriots in the past, had a touchdown in the AFC Championship last year. Granted, the Patriots know a lot about him. You know, they know how important he is in the red zone, and they're going to act accordingly. But I think that this offense is closer to kind of putting it all together and putting up some serious points.
Obviously, two of the keys to the offense are Joe Flacco, Ray Rice. Dealing with some injuries here, I guess Flacco's going to wear a knee brace, and Rice has that thigh injury. Is that something we're going to be talking about when this game is over? Do you think either of them will be adversely affected by those injuries?
I don't think Ray Rice with the thigh. I mean, I think that's something he's been playing with all season long, and it's more getting better than it is getting worse. So I don't think we'll probably be talking about that. The knee, you know, remains to be seen with Joe Flacco. I mean, that's a big question mark in Baltimore. I don't think that, you know, it's going to hamper him a lot, but I think what will be interesting to see will be how comfortable he feels getting out and running on that. Because, you know, you don't usually think of Joe Flacco as a scrambling quarterback, but he's actually done really well with his legs this year. Made a lot of plays, you know, under pressure, converting on third down and whatnot. We'll see how comfortable he feels doing that this time around.
Defensively for Baltimore, and obviously they had a lot of turnover, a lot of name changes, but the unit has played really, really well. I mean, you know, if you take out that first week when it just looked like they weren't quite ready to deal with Denver, this has been a pretty good strength of the team. Are you surprised with how well it's played with all the turnover and personnel?
Not really. I thought that this defense actually would be better than last year's. I mean, last year's defense really wasn't the strong point of the Ravens at all.
You know,
for as much attention as it usually gets, that defense was letting a lot of teams run up and down the field on it. Where it played well was in the red zone. Last year's defense, that is. This year's defense isn't giving up a lot of yards, and that also is playing well in the red zone. I think that this unit, you know, even without Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, you know, who everybody talks about, I think it has more talent, you know, at this point. And that's not a knock on Ed and Ray, but I think, you know, watching Ed play this year, everybody can see, you know, he was in the final years of his career. And same goes for Ray Lewis. He wasn't the same player as he was when he was 23 years old. So I think that the Ravens still have a lot of talent on this football field, and they've gelled over the course of the season to a very strong unit.
Obviously, they have some stars up front on that defense with Suggs and Dumervil off the edges, Nada in the middle. You know, what's been the talk of those guys this week coming into a matchup with a Patriots offensive line that not only hasn't played all that well in recent weeks, is also banged up and could have sort of two or three moving pieces with Logan Mankins moving to tackle?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is that, you know, really the talk in Baltimore is that Terrell Suggs has been pretty quiet recently. He hasn't had a sack since week 9. Against the Cleveland Browns, and it happened on the first play of the game. So, you know, it's been a while for Sizzle, and, you know, you wonder, everybody knows about the Suggs versus Brady rivalry, and you wonder if that kind of, you know, rivalry gets him amped up. You know, it's just weird, you know. You wonder whether he's injured or what's going on, because it's just not very Suggs-like, especially after starting the year on really a MVP kind of tear. Dumervil has also been kind of quiet after a hot start, but he's a guy who's still, you know, he's just going to get a lot of push in the pocket. He's going to make Tom Brady feel very uncomfortable, I think. So those two guys, it would be huge for the Ravens if they could kind of come out of their slumbers today.
And how do you feel like the Ravens will try to attack the Patriots? Do you think it will be more on the ground? You know, Andy, you know, was asking you earlier about Ray Rice and his health. Do you feel like they might try to run the ball despite the fact that they haven't been overly successful running it against the banged-up Patriots front?
I think it'll be pretty balanced. I think that, you know, the Ravens have had trouble running the ball all year. There's no secret about that. That's been their Achilles heel. But, you know, you're going up against the Patriots defense that is 31st in the league against the run, so you're probably going to test it a little bit to see what you can get. But I think that this offense has been fairly balanced all year. They've used the run generally to set up the pass, and I don't really see that changing too much.
Ryan, before we let you go, do you have a pick on today's game?
I have a good feeling for the Ravens. I think playing at home is big for them. I think this team's starting to put it together and go, you know, get hot at the right time. So I would pick the Ravens. But I'm a little bit biased, you guys know.
So are we. We pick the Ravens, too.
All right, Ryan, well, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
Take care. Ryan Mink of Ravens.com joining us.
Is that a wonk or a honk?
Well, that might be, you know, I don't mean this to be teasing him, but that might be the most optimistic look of the Ravens I've heard all week.
Ready for a breakout.
You know, that sort of, you know, they're winning games but haven't been overly impressive. Seems like Ryan Mink seems to think they are ready to put it together and have a good, solid game on both sides of the ball. But I just don't see. I just see another.
Looking for sizzle to break out.
I was going to say, looking for sizzle to have a big game.
Put a little sizzle. I just see another slop fest. Another, you know, one of these rock fights that we've seen every week with these two teams.
Not him. He's looking for a breakout blowout.
Breakout and a blowout.
Breakout.
I don't know about a blowout. I don't know about that. This is going to be a tight game.
That would be a. That will be a punch to Patriots, collective Patriots fans' stomach if they go down there and get their hat. And I'm talking even just, you know, 27-14. You know, I think that would disappoint Patriots fans. I think most Patriots fans expect, even if they are ready to lose, like I think Fred is our barometer. I think he knows they could lose this game, but I think he'd be stunned if it's like a two-score type loss or anything in that.
Well, for as much as the Patriots have to gain today in terms of proving things and positioning themselves better for the playoffs, there's things they could lose in this game today, too. Now, losing in a tight game, maybe not a ton, but if the situation that you're laying out, if that happens, you have to start thinking the other way about, well, I was going to give them all this credit for going on the road, winning a close game, low-scoring game against a physical team. We'd give them all this credit, but if they lose, and they lose big by a couple of scores,
can't hang.
Then you turn around and say, well, who can this team hang with?
Well, that was the point I was making off the top of the show. I think most people have been focused on what a win would mean. And I think a win would mean a lot. I'm not trying to downplay that.
Not surprisingly, Paul's focused on what a loss would mean.
No, but to me, you haven't been able to win this kind of game.
So you need that sunshine music here.
So if you win it once, I don't think that means as much as if you lose it again.
Yes. Four is more impressive than one. Four greater than one. One win, four loss. The little alligator would point to the four, you know? You learn the greater than, less than in elementary school.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
What?
I have no idea.
You should listen to me.
No idea.
We should listen to you.
I had a tough night.
Yet we don't.
You guys were out celebrating the holidays last night?
Well, no, we were both at a little kid Christmas party.
I wasn't at a little kid Christmas party.
Oh, there weren't kids there?
No. Kid Christmas party.
No kids. Mine was little kids running around and
no kids at my
Christmas party.
A little too much holiday cheer last night, boys?
But the single biggest cooler.
You're not your normal selves, not yelling at each other.
I had a couple too many beers.
The single biggest cooler I've ever seen.
Cooler?
Oh, yeah.
How big was it?
Like the size of this room. No, it was probably...
One of those fish coolers? Yeah. Off a boat or something?
I don't know. Like from the barrel all the way to the wall and about the height of the barrel.
All the way to the
and
pole
it was,
center?
And it was packed. Yeah, all the way to the pole center. Way over where Darren's.
Wow, maybe I just drank to get drunk.
But it was a good time. No kids, though.
Packed with sodas and juice?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were going to go drink.
They were Capri Suns.
Capri Suns?
Yeah.
855-PATS500, the phone number for you if you want to jump on board the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social open lines. 855-PATS500.
Want to head over to Twitter?
Send in your emails at webradio@patriots.com. And as we head to Twitter, don't forget, use that hashtag PPGS.
If your daddy's out raking leaves, Keith Jackson wants to know, Will, can the Patriots try to run on Baltimore or load it all on TB12's arm? Do we expect them to run on Baltimore? Paul?
I think they'll run a little. I think they'll try to run a little bit more consistently than they did last week. But I think it's on TB12's arm.
I think iced right arm.
I think if you're going to score a lot of points in this game, you're going to have to be successful throwing the ball and probably in the red zone.
How many points you need to score to win this game?
25.
Ooh. I think the Patriots are going to lose. I think they're going to get 25.
24. Go 24.
You need to get 24 to
24.
Win.
You need 24.
Okay.
Go 24.
Shoot me for a point.
One less.
I mean, there's not a lot of games that end up at 25, exactly.
Well, it's just interesting
that as a barometer.
Patriots' red zone offense stinks without Gronkowski. The Ravens' red zone offense stinks all the time, although they do have Pitta back. Ravens' red zone defense is very good. Patriots red zone defense, and just, you know, a lot of red zone talk.
You know,
a lot of points.
The kicker, there's been a lot of kicker talk this week for this game, and
the Patriots lost their usual advantage.
You were out of the room when we were going over a little bit of the kicker talk, but you mentioned that the Ravens are bad in the red zone. 50 of the last 88 points scored by the Ravens have come from Justin Tucker. That's quite a ratio of kicker points to points.
For example, I'm sure they would take a 21.7 field goal game if they need to.
Yeah, and they didn't score a touchdown.
They're
last
not afraid
week.
To win ugly.
They had that game against Detroit. They didn't score a touchdown in that game.
John Harbaugh not afraid to just sort of,
but it was still enough to win the
gum
game.
It up, would be slap the, it around.
You know the point. I mean, if they, I'm not sure I'm excited if the Ravens kick six field goals today if I'm the Patriots, because I'm not sure that's all they're going to get. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a lot of drives that you had. You know, they ended up kicking field goals on, and certainly if they don't get any touchdowns, I think the Patriots can get 18. But I'm not saying if it's just Justin Tucker that they can't win. They've proven they can.
Well, my biggest concern in this game, we go back to the biggest concern, and that is the Patriots' offensive line ability to protect Tom Brady, because we were just asking, does it come down to the running or the arm of Tom Brady? When does it not come down to the arm of Tom Brady?
Quite infrequently.
Well, when does that happen? That doesn't happen very often, if ever, for this team. So that's one of my biggest concerns. Going back to something we talked about last week, and I'm happy to bring this up again, just for you, Andy.
Just for me.
Just for you. The role,
Gloria Stefan's box?
Not about Gloria Stefan's box, which I heard was hopping last week. but back to the fact that what is Stephen Ridley's role versus Shane Vereen and what their roles are in this offense. And by the way, Stephen Ridley, how many carries did he have last week?
Not enough to win.
Eight.
He didn't.
You know, Josh McDaniels listened to me and gave Ridley the rock in the red zone. They might have had a victory, and you wouldn't have had a sandwich.
I got a sandwich coming my way.
So Josh lost the game and won you a sandwich. You thank him.
But does he get more or less than the eight carries he had last week?
More. I think he needs to be more apart. And we've talked about it. If you're going to go down your list of playmakers, Stephen Ridley is somewhere in the top handful, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
in terms of healthy players, yep. They don't have a lot
yeah.
of them.
Top half. I mean,
so to me, in that, the that all,
Andy, it doesn't take a lot to be in the top half.
No,
right
I know,
now.
But I'm just saying he's ahead of guys like Austin Colley, who was looked to be late in the game there one of your top playmakers. They're trying to get him the ball. I would say
special player
in the best interest of the football team. Stephen Ridley's more active, more involved, because he can be one of your top playmakers. I'm not saying he's going to carry you to victory or run for 150 yards and three anything ridiculous. I just think if you're going to list the ways you could beat the Ravens, he's among the playmakers that could help you.
Which means he's going to get more than eight today.
Yes.
You want to make another bet?
Sure.
Oh, we're lowering down
double
to eight?
Double
we're
or
not,
nothing.
No, we're not going to lower it to eight.
Double or
what
nothing.
Are we going to, what's the number? Ten?
Ten. Double or nothing. I'll take ten on the over.
Ten,
double or nothing.
Double or nothing. See, I don't like the double or nothing. You know why?
Because then you don't get anything out of it.
Right. Right. I've already won.
Yeah. You lose and what you.
Why don't you keep your fat pie hole shut over
and
there?
And then to get double. I mean, I don't know how many.
I had him on the hook. You a hole.
I don't know how many games we're gonna have left here that are away bad. Games, and I could actually find value in getting a free sandwich out of Andy. Right.
That's true.
It's a bad bet at this time of the
okay.
year.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for my sandwich from like three years ago. So good
it.
Luck on that.
Suck it.
That's another good point by you.
Like your mother.
Good point, Kev. Good point, Kevin. Who is back today? By the way, welcome back, Kev.
Appreciate it. We haven't seen each other in like 3 weeks.
I know. Were you at a wedding last week?
Wedding last week, yeah.
How was that?
Snowy out of Michigan. Yeah. Very very cold and very snowy.
Michigan. Interesting. A wedding in Michigan. we didn't miss you. Just kidding.
Figured not. I missed you the week before when I was in that damn chair, though.
You did fine.
I heard you did a nice job. I heard you did a nice job in here.
Some would argue you were better in that role than your real role.
Than your current role.
Appreciate that.
I'm not sure it was a compliment.
But you take it however you want.
If it made you feel better, they'll run with it.
All right, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. It's time to get to the keys to today's game.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
All right, guys, what do we got? What are your keys?
Two simple keys.
Tell me how it goes.
The red zone, obviously. We've kind of beaten that horse dead. But I do think that is a major key to this game, given all the factors involved, Patriots offense, their defense, all that. But I think the other one is pressure. You know, I think the pressure with the Patriots offensive line banged up, guys moving around, Suggs, Nada, Doomerville, you know, you don't want this to be the game where they break out and they both get a couple sacks and are just ruining the night for Tom Brady, or Nada up the middle, which concerns me. I told Paul I was watching a replay of the last play last week, and lost in the interception was the fact that Dan Conley got bitch slapped on that play like I haven't seen somebody bitch slapped in quite some time. And defensively, I think the Patriots need to pressure Flacco. I think he can throw interceptions. I think he can make mistakes. I think you can do some things defensively, but it starts with Ninkovich and Jones.
Yeah, I agree with Andy's two keys. I think those are clearly head and shoulders the most important aspects of this game. I'm going to just throw a couple others out there. First, that banged up offensive line needs to perform well, because Tom's going to need to have some time back there, and you know, I think that's going to be important. And the second one I'm going to say is, the secondary is going to have to play one of its better games. Baltimore relies on getting the ball down the field. Their vertical passing game is a big part of what they do. Flacco is excellent at it, despite a lot of people just sitting there saying that he just throws the ball up for grabs. I think that is a gross disservice to what he does. They also get a lot of penalties on those plays. And the secondary is going to have to really step up and perform. If it's going to be Tlaib on Torrey Smith, that's a big matchup right there.
Is he going to be?
I don't know. That's why I said if.
Will we get the answer a little bit from last week, this week, if it's not? That yeah. Tlaib just can't,
he can't handle
do
those,
that anymore?
Those guys on the
like
outside.
If he's in the slot covering Pitta, we'll just say, well, apparently he just can't cover anybody anymore. Yeah. He's too hurt.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was a strange decision to keep him inside as much as they did last week. But they have to perform well, those secondary guys. They can't give them cheap yards with penalties. So they got to sort of maintain their discipline.
In terms of the red zone offense for the Patriots, how do they try and remedy their issues down there?
Well, I think
what needs to change from what happened last week to what happens this week in the red zone?
Well, I think you're automatically better if Dobson's on the field. I think he's a better red zone target than any of the three white guys they had out there, the three slot receivers that they wanted fighting for the ball.
Why you gotta call them white guys?
Well, they are.
Okay.
What's the white offense? The white package. White package. But I also think we talked about running the football a little bit more. I think being balanced down there, giving yourself some opportunities, some balance, and you know, setting some things up off of that rather than just saying, oh, we're just going to throw it every time we're in there, and we got playmakers that are going to make the plays.
Maybe running for a first down within the 5-yard line.
Might be nice.
It might be something that you might want to
consider. Getting Stephen Ridley some carries.
Yeah, we don't generally do, because you know, you handle the post game by yourself, but Andy and I spent a lot of time talking about,
except when you have a kid.
You know, the first possession of the game, they get first.
It happens.
They go 16 plays on that possession. They ended up with a first and goal from the 10. It was throw, throw, throw. And the next time they got stopped in the red zone, they had a first down from the 12, I want to say. They had an incomplete pass, an 8-yard run to set up 3rd and 2 from the 5, and then they threw the ball again. 3rd and 2 from the 5, to me, has got to be a running down. That's two chances to get the first down and get the first down inside the 5. You're going to go for it there. If you run the ball, as long as you don't lose yardage, you're going to go for it. I thought those were some curious calls, and I think Andy's right. I think you need to maybe figure out a way to run the ball effectively in the red zone.
And that play, that 3rd and 2 play, I think will, you know, when you look back at it, was it the offensive coordinator? Is it the quarterback?
Did the offensive coordinator seem to put it on the quarterback?
Yeah, it's the way it sounded this week from Josh McDaniels. So is that one on Brady last week? Was a run called, and all of a sudden they decided to go with the passing ball on the field?
Well, I wouldn't say all of the sudden. My guess is Brady utilized a rule that was valid. I don't think he willy-nilly said, I'm not running the football. My guess is, you know, the defensive tackle was lined up in the B gap, and
yeah,
you know,
I get
he has
that,
some
but,
rule.
But don't you also have to know the situation?
Yes.
You have to take that into account,
but I also
as well,
believe
the same rule has to be.
I actually think Brady, Manning, some of these great quarterbacks that are so entrenched in the system sometimes do that. They too often
they
fall in the rule
the situation.
And just say, this is the situation. We need to make a play. There's a better way to make a play. Is that whatever? Sometimes I think they do bow down to the rules a little too often.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is good in most situations.
Right, but every once in a while,
you've got to break away from the rules and take a look at, you know, basically the situation you're in. Situational football, Andy.
Situational football. It's how you win and lose football games in this league.
Let's get to some emails here. Webradio@patriots.com. Send in your emails. We need more emails. Webradio@patriots.com.
Or tweets. #PPGS. Got a quick Danny Johnson question. Fantasy-wise, since you're in your Super Bowl, you're an expert,
yeah,
right?
I am in a Super Bowl today.
Vereen
or
Ridley?
Hold on. Before we get to that, I didn't start Andy Dalton, and every time he scores, throws a touchdown over here on this monitor, I start losing my mind. I started Nick Foles over Andy Dalton, and all the experts would agree with that pick.
Well, the Bears the same way blow beat him. On defense.
You did the same thing?
Started Brady over him.
I started Foles over Andy Dalton, and I'm kicking myself right now. But maybe Foles has a good night, but go on. Sorry.
Vereen or Ridley, fantasy-wise?
Vereen.
Okay. I agree.
Vereen. I think there's more touchdowns.
I would say Vereen, too.
You know, my
more
little simplistic way,
there, to be honest
when I list playmakers, Vereen is higher on the chart than Ridley.
Oh, he's in the top half?
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, the six guys you can put on the list, if that?
Pretty sure.
Where's Who-Man?
He would be one.
Where's the Who-Man on that list?
Unfortunately, the Who-Man's probably on it if we're going six deep. I don't know. He and Devlin are kind of fighting it out to break in.
All right. Let's get back to those emails that I had mentioned. Now I forgot where we were going here. Here's a question, media question. You guys ready for this one?
Media question.
Sports media question from Brett. Brett says, why does Steve Burton always get to ask Brady the first question in the post-game press conference? And when is he going to ask one? I don't know what that means.
A good one?
Maybe he means a good. He left out a word there.
How we just assumed the question was a good one.
Is it a network thing? Is it a Burton thing? What is it?
A lot of times, especially on the road, he is literally the only one in the room. And that happened last week.
That's an advantage then, isn't it?
Right. And guys are running from the locker room to get back. Generally what happens is people go to that media room, talk to Belichick, then they go to the locker room, and then they're waiting to hear from PR. Brady's going into the interview room, so they have to run back out of the locker room into the interview room. Burton's there the whole time, so Burton asks the first question.
All right, so there's...
And last week specifically, there was nobody else in the room at the start of that.
That's kind of an advantage if you want to get yourself on TV. Danny.
Well, he's on TV all the time.
Danny.
that is his job.
During the press conference.
He's an anchor man.
Yeah, let's get to Danny from Spain. Hi there, guys. Who do you think Talib?
Hola, mi amigo.
Who do you think Talib will be covering today? Smith at first, and then Pitta near the red zone. He hasn't been the same since the injury. Do you think he'll step up in this game? For me, we have nothing to do with the secondary in the playoffs. By the way, I created an account on Twitter. He wants to let us know about his Twitter account, Pats Nation ESP for Pats Nation Spain, España. For all the international fans. Thanks. His prediction, Pats 21, Ravens 17. What do you think about Aqib Talib today?
I don't know.
I think it's time to get him back out there.
And that may end up with a 60-yard touchdown for Torrey Smith. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's going to end up with one if he's not out there on him.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I was totally flummoxed, is that the word, last week with what was going on with him on the inside and you know, we got to take away Chuck Clay because, God forbid, we let Chuck Clay beat us and all that. So maybe if it's a health thing, then you just can't. I mean, they see him on the practice field. They know if he can't cover their guys. I just stumbled upon something in the Ravens. I didn't know that.
What'd you stumble upon?
Steve Spagnuolo was on their coaching staff. That's not good.
Why is that?
I don't know. The Ravens beat the Patriots. The Giants beat the Patriots.
Oh, I thought you meant it wasn't good for Spagnuolo.
No, I was thinking it wasn't good for the Patriots' perspective, right? Got a little knowledge at how to beat the Patriots with a strong defensive front.
Well, when you were talking about from the Patriots' perspective and you said it wasn't good, that's what caught me by surprise. That's not good. I didn't realize you meant from the
Patriots'
perspective.
I see everything from Patriots' perspective.
Right.
Connor writes in. Connor in New Hampshire.
F are you laughing?
Connor writes in, hey, guys, with a lot of rain in Baltimore right now and the Ravens' seeming inability to run the ball, does it give the Patriots a slight advantage? Today?
I don't know if they can't run it against the Patriots.
Yeah.
A lot of people can run it against the Patriots.
Ray Rice having a down year, though.
But he had his one good game against the 32nd-ranked Bears, and he's got the 31st-ranked Patriots. Now, I will give them a little credit, though. Maybe Silver Seeliga is the difference maker. Maybe he's got them trending in the right direction in the middle of that defense.
Brian writes
maybe, Paul. You don't have to look down at me like that. Paul just gave
Paul's
me like,
the death
stare.
Paul's busy with the 1 o'clock games.
I just, you know, they're having a hard time, I think, stopping the run. I don't think they were
Sorry, I looked for the silver lining.
I don't think they were particularly effective stopping the run last week.
It's the holiday season.
See I think when my and I don't and I don't expect I don't expect
if we had silver. Ian, it is silver.
It is
it's not
silver.
Silver?
Yeah.
Well, according to the pronunciation guide, it's silver.
Salinga.
According to the Patriots PR department, and take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, right.
It says silver.
Pole center.
And the last name is Salinga, even though there's no N in his last name.
So it's an audible N.
Or,
no, it's
the other way around.
It's invisible. It's an invisible but loud N. It's not silent.
Brian writes in, have you guys heard the rumor about Rex Ryan that he's told his players he thinks he's getting fired?
Yes.
What will we do without the Ryan sideshow?
Well, you'll still have Ryan somewhere.
Somewhere.
What if he's here?
Oh,
that's my dream.
Great.
My dream is for him to come here in the beginning.
It'll never happen.
Sorry,
never
Matt Patricia,
happen,
I do love you,
great.
But senior defensive assistant, I'll call him. so I can keep
him. Yeah,
I
just can't see that happen.
Won't happen.
Why? I thought Bill respected him. I thought he had to bench Wes Welker because he did a disrespectful thing to a fellow coach.
That would be great, though. Let's go check back in with the Poll Center and Darren Hartwell. What do we got in the Poll Center, Darren? What's up?
We got some more action here.
Oh, action in the Poll Center.
Oh, yeah. So we got another question up. Who is the most dangerous player on the Ravens offense? Flacco, Rice, Torrey Smith, Jacoby Jones, or Justin Tucker?
Well, Tucker's not an that doesn't count.
I put that.
They won a game with 18 points that were all his.
That's not an offensive player.
I know. I just had to put it in.
Wow, you're a no fun.
Well, because it tilts, you'd have to go with Tucker. Tucker's a very important guy lately for that team.
To be fair, he hasn't gotten any votes because nobody liked my little joke.
Right, because it's a bad insertion into the poll.
Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith. A bad poll insertion.
Right. I don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
That sounds painful.
Never up, never in.
Yeah, we got 55% voting for Smith.
Yeah, he's scary. I mean, he's a game changer.
Good player.
Jeff in Vegas' little thing with the Broncos and Chiefs both losing, it could happen. Broncos are struggling.
Smith being one of those guys that you always mention, those big play guys, 40-plus yard type of plays, that's what he is.
Oh, yeah.
So he's very explosive, very dangerous.
17-plus a catch. Yep. We saw Steve Gregory cleaning up for those types of missed tackles last week. Yeah. He did not.
A lot of big play potential with Smith, so that is a good vote in the poll. 855-PATS-500, the phone number for you, 855-PATS-500. Still more to get to, including our Sunday six-pack. I'll tell you, I got killed last week in the six-pack.
Did you?
We'll get to that and more coming up next.
Woo! More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
In the pocket, under rush, steps to his right, steps up, lofts it to the back of the end zone. Manawanui, a one-handed grab!
Manawanui is the name to say when Gronkowski is injured again.
Manawanui
is the name to say when you're down to your third-string tight end.
And what a catch it was!
Normally the playoffs would look clear and bright, but not the case with Gronk and Hernandez out of sight.
The who, man?
Manawanui, think it's safe to say the ball is coming to you.
For a Patriots touchdown!
Brady's in the gun. Bolden to his left. He's got the who man on the right wing with Dobson to the right. Collie and Tompkins
starting over.
Throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
Who man with a big catch last week. Ridiculous catch last week.
And a big song. That's a big song.
I got the inactives.
Let's hear the inactives.
Nate Solder, DJ Williams, linebacker Dane Felcher. I think it means Fletcher. Josh Boyce, Kenbrell Tompkins, Ike Sopoaga, and Mr. Inactive himself, Jake Beckett.
Jake Beckett doesn't make it out there.
So
again,
Dobson is indeed active,
which means he
which
will
is good.
Play. That is good. Good
and,
news.
And Sopoaga continues to just fall down the depth chart and be passed up by Silinga, despite the fact there's no N in it.
Despite the lack of an N,
according to the Patriots media relations pronunciation guide.
Well, they're still busy trying to get the inactives ready.
We were just talking off the air.
That was unnecessary.
What?
Taking a shot.
Right hook for Andy right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see it anywhere.
We were just talking off the air. We did get an email about the rain in Baltimore and the weather and all of that. The Carolina game against the Saints,
there is some ridiculous rain.
Holy downpour, according to the NFL.
Yes.
It's kind of like the Patriots-Bengals game.
Look at that shot right there. They're showing in that game right now.
They're showing some footage there.
Drew Brees just threw a pick in that rain, too.
Well, this is not exactly Drew Brees weather.
Well, it's a road game. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's the road. It's bad for him.
He's got like a 25-point drop-off in his passer rating on the road as compared to home.
But is this rain going to make it to Baltimore? Is this a part of some sort of weather system that will make it to Baltimore? That
I've continued to say we should have a PPGS weatherman.
That is
a good idea.
That is the word. is that that weather is supposed to be playing a role in the Patriots game. They even talked this week. John Harbaugh said that, you know, the way our season's gone, I wouldn't be surprised if they're supposed to have some severe thunder and lightning.
Thunder.
We could have a delay, which would be the Ravens' fourth game that's been delayed in the last calendar year. So you go back to the Super Bowl last year, they've had two other games delayed this year. The opener and the game in Chicago.
Well, this calls for the Doppler radar is what this calls
for.
Well,
go to the Doppler.
We need to take a look at the Doppler right now, and it looks like rain. It looks like rain.
It looks like rain.
Not going to lie.
Now, is it like the green rain or the
still get an hour
red rain?
It's the green and yellow with a little bit of red in the middle of the yellow.
Oh.
So if you...
Of heavy downpours.
If you look at the weather forecast and you look at where that rain is, it is all a part of that same system.
So
making its way up the coast.
We take that next step. Who does the rain most adversely affect, Paul Perillo?
The rain most adversely affect.
Kevin Falk answering for him.
I'm thinking.
That's how Kevin Falk used to answer every question. He'd reword your question and then add two words on the end.
Oh, most definitely. It's not about the size of the heart and the players.
All right, focus on the answer, you idiot.
I was full-fledged Kevin Falk there for a minute. I think the rain would more adversely affect Baltimore because of their vertical passing game. I think it's
try kicking in that, Tucker.
Of course, Gostkowski will be fine.
And another touchdown pass for Andy Dalton.
God damn! Killing me, Dalton. A lot of points on the bench now.
I think Baltimore's desire to get the ball downfield, I think the rain could have more of an impact on that than
so you don't think Ray Rice could just run it right down their throat?
No.
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 Ray Rice hasn't run the ball down anyone's throat.
Just the Bears, right?
In a couple
of years. 40.
Let's go back to the phones. 855-PATS-500, the phone number. 855-PATS-500, the Sunday six-pack coming up just a few minutes from now. Let's go to Dave in Connecticut. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
Hey, I'm sitting here watching the game center on the network, and it's like watching Pong, but the two games or three games we need are looking good right now. I mean, Buffalo's up 10-0. I don't know how the Texans are hanging in here.
Well, that's the only game that's looking good right now. The other games, the teams are all...
And the Colts are doing their job against the
Yeah, I don't want the Colts to win. I don't know why everybody's got this in their head. This puts the Colts in position for a bye if the Patriots lose.
But they're still behind us if we win.
If we win, yeah, but I want to get that bye.
Colts eliminated that thought.
No, I just want the safety and security of getting the bye if something goes wrong in one of these last two games.
Yes,
the Dolphins game is huge.
Okay. You got to focus on getting a bye, not getting the first seed. I'm with you, Paul. There's no reason why you should be rooting.
And listen, these two teams might lose today. Denver and Kansas City could both lose, and you could end up with the number one seed. But to me,
I don't
care if it's one or two. I just need a bye, and the safest way to a bye.
And for the game today, I agree with what you guys are saying. I think the offensive line is going to be a huge concern, but I think we really need to use this running game to help to take some of that pressure off the pass rush, and definitely in the red zone.
How do you want to run?
You guys are saying.
How do you want to run? Ridley, Blunt,
Ridley
Green,
and Ridley and Blunt. Okay, and Ridley and Blunt, and first
we
pass this to Green. All right. I mean, I think we had a combined 19 rushes against Miami. We have to be more consistent to have at least 25 in this game. At least 25. I don't care who carries the ball. The majority of them, we at least have to have 25 attempts on rushing.
Yeah, I don't care how many attempts they have. I want it in the red zone. I want to give an opportunity.
Absolutely. Red zone as well.
Yes, an opportunity to run the ball down when they get close.
Absolutely.
So I'm with you, Dave, on that one.
You know, so hopefully, who knows? We might have an early Christmas present here, guys.
Sure.
Things work out the way they...
Sure, it usually does. It usually does for Belichick and Brady.
I have no idea. I'm watching, because they don't... It's like the Jets game down here in Connecticut, or you watch the Housewives of New Jersey, okay?
Some of them are big fans.
I'm watching the Game Center, and I'm watching the stats. I really don't know how Texas is even hanging in here. I mean,
well, that's because you're watching the Game Center.
Total yardage.
How would you know?
Yeah, you well, know, but the Broncos are having a hard time protecting Manning, and it's sort of short-circuiting some of their drives here. But
the Texans could definitely
win this game. They have, they're playing better than the Broncos right now, no question, because I'm watching that game as we're talking.
Not the game center.
Not the game center.
Well, we are watching that as well.
The Colts are in control in the Kansas City game. They're really dictating how that game's being played.
I got to say, this Andy Dalton thing is really, really getting to me right now.
It should.
How many touchdowns do you have?
How much money you got on the line?
Standard, like, this one's not too much. I think it's like $250.
That's enough.
But it's...
Yeah, another punt for the Broncos coming up.
It's a couple packs of diapers.
Yes, it is. He has 29 points in standard scoring right now. It's driving me insane. Nick Foles better have a big game tonight.
In mine, because of bonuses, he's got 39.
Ridiculous.
Bob Doyle's getting off easy here.
So dumb. Anyway, 855-PASS-500. I don't know how anyone sits there and watches the Game Center all day. I don't know how you do it.
And the reason, you know, obviously...
If you have Game Center, don't you also have the Red Zone?
No. Or no? Not necessarily.
No. Oh.
If the Patriots find a way to win today...
But you have, like, channels 4 and...
Well, he said he wouldn't want to watch the Jets.
Fox...
Certainly, if the Patriots win today, if you can get the Colts to beat the Chiefs and the Texans somehow to beat the Broncos, then you can steal that number one seed, and that's obviously huge. But to me, if you lose tonight and these games end the way that they are right now, you can go from 2-4. That's a big drop because the Colts and Bengals are both winning, and that you know they could both potentially finish ahead of you.
And remember my stat? Everybody thinks that you don't have to be a bye team to go to the Super Bowl, but a bye team has gone to the Super Bowl every year since 1990 under the current playoff format. So, yes, other teams have squeaked in. Other fives and sixes have got hot. But every year, one of the four bye teams goes.
Yeah, and the Patriots have not been able to make it in that scenario as one of the lower-ranked, lower-seeded teams.
Back to the emails, webradio.
Sorry,
Patriots.
He was celebrating something.
That didn't have a prayer. Were we looking at the Broncos game?
Nope, looking at the Colts game.
Chiefs.
Yeah, our old friend Adam with another field goal there.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to the emails. Hey,
Fred
fellas.
Fred Kirsch doesn't allow us to use the term old friend when talking about former Patriots.
He's celebrating field goals instead of six touchdowns.
Because I need something. I need something to cling to right now, Andy. What you were saying, Paul?
Fred Kirsch does not allow us to use the term old friend.
Why? He is an old friend in my book.
Well,
old friend.
First of all,
he's not your friend.
I didn't say he wasn't.
He's a friend to the Patriots organization in my mind.
Yeah, I don't see how you don't look at him as a friend.
How is he not a friend? How is that guy
He provided the winning points in three separate title games.
Never had a single beer with him.
I have not had a beer.
He's not a personal friend.
He's a nice man, though.
He was nice. Nice guy.
He's a friend. Email. From Kevin. Hi, fellas. I am very nervous about the game. I don't think the Patriots stand a chance today.
I don't know why you're nervous. There's nothing to worry about. You don't think they have a chance. Just move on.
What are we nervous about? Just accept the fate and move on.
Right.
I just don't think our defense can stop anyone. Ray Rice will break out today, and offensively, Tom can't do it at all. I'm even thinking it's a good possibility the Pats don't make the playoffs. Oh, wait. Thank God for the Bills beating the Dolphins. Tell me why we win this game again. Paul is quite bitchy today, so Andy, help me out, man. Thanks, Bad Kevin.
I've been giving the Patriots a chance to win the game all day.
You know it's a problem when Bad Kevin is turning to me for alliance.
Yeah, I think the Patriots have a very good shot to win this game.
Very good, so you're picking the Patriots.
I'm going with the home team.
Oh, what a
But I think the Patriots have a very good chance
covering
to win
all his
the
bases.
Game.
I think the Patriots have a very good chance to win, but I'll
hey,
be picking against them.
Hey, how's that fence feel that you're sitting on?
He likes it.
Al from Italy writes in. Complete this
Guilty
phrase.
As charged. Guilty as charged.
Complete this phrase. The Patriots will win if.
They score more points.
They can pressure Joe Flacco. If they can get consistent pass rush, they will win.
If they can score touchdowns in the red zone, they will win.
That's a good one, too.
I'd go with Paul's. More
See,
so
I think
Andy.
If they pressure Flacco, you're going to get picks, and that's going to be the snowball effect.
I think a big one today, which I don't know that we've mentioned, is they got to force some turnovers again.
Oh, yeah.
That was the calling card for
They're
this
done.
Defense.
And they haven't done with turnovers. No picks. Balls need to bounce off
the
other team's face.
They need at least one today. They need a turnover in this game.
I think they need more than one.
Al also writes, Bon Natal a tutti, which means Merry Christmas to everybody.
A tutti.
That's what it said. I mean, that's
tutti.
You look at it, Andy. You tell me. You read that in some sort of Italian accent that I know you can provide for us.
No, I don't really know Italian.
Oh, you don't do an Italian one?
I'm more Spanish.
Okay. As always, less Andy.
It's not as effective as his other accents.
Yeah, less Andy, more Paul. We haven't heard from Australia in weeks, which has been shocking.
I think the continent may have sunk. Because, you know, it's just floating around out there. It could just go beneath it. It's global warming. The water rises and it sinks.
Rich writes in.
From Australia?
Excuse me, not Rich. This is from Rachel. Rachel writes in.
Well, why'd you say Rich then?
Because that's her last name.
Rachel Rich.
It's Rachel Rich.
Now, you think that's Rich a description Rachel? Or?
No, it's Rachel.
Sounds like a relation porn star, doesn't it?
Rachel Rich.
It does, yeah. Rachel Rich. She's money shot.
Oh, Jesus. He really isn't. He's absolutely.
Why are you taking it there?
He's absolutely
why do you
insane.
Be like that?
Rachel, send photos.
Let's read the email. Patience
okay,
in the running
I'm waiting
game.
Waiting for you.
If running the ball doesn't yield much early, don't abandon the running game for the rest of the game. Andy Reid style. Also, patience in the trenches. No stupid penalties. They need to get Vereen involved. Get turnovers. Good point. Hey, Pats D. Fumbles are turnovers, too. Doesn't need to be an interception.
That's true.
Also, would be nice to see some action from the dark horses. Hooman, Devlin, Mulligan. Guys, you don't expect too much, and you never know who might find themselves open.
Trouble is, when you're calling for guys you don't expect, it feels like a last-ditch effort, like you're scrambling.
Well, she just said it would be nice. It would be nice. There's nothing wrong with that take.
I'd also think it would be nice if Vereen had a big day. You know, had like 70 yards rushing, 70 yards receiving.
That was also in this email in which he said, get Vereen involved. That was at the top of the email, putting some importance
speaking
on
of who's bitch.
Why don't you listen?
Bitch, hey. Guy has a kid.
Your cognitive abilities today, Andy,
well,
are down because of your holiday cheer that you were doing last night.
That is true.
Buffalo bidding to put that game away, by the way.
I'm sure Thad will make a mistake.
It's a huge result for the Patriots. Takes a lot of pressure off the Pat Rots.
End of the email reads, my wait and see of the game is, assuming he's active, will there be any rust from Dobson? Maybe for 4+ hours today he'll forget that he often forgets to catch the ball. That's from Rachel.
Fans have dubbed him Dropson.
Dropson. Aaron Dropson. 855-PATS-500, the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500 as we get ready for Ravens-Patriots today in Baltimore. A lot of other NFL action going on today and a number of games still to come. It's time to get to the Sunday six-pack.
Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
He claims he's a professional, that he does this for a living.
No.
Yet he does not turn his mic on.
You walk through these doors here in this studio, all professionalism goes out the window.
It doesn't have to.
It does, though.
No, it doesn't.
You guys.
Chad Ochocinco joined the Patriots offense. I didn't see Brady tweeting all the time and doing reality shows. He maintained his professionalism.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm talking about the door to this studio.
You're blaming
Andy.
It on us, like we're unprofessional, so you have to lose your professionalism.
Pretty much.
Tom Brady maintains his in the face of Randy Moss, in the face of Chad Ochocinco. You're either professional or you're not.
Andy, I'm just adapting to my environment.
You should
credit for that. All right, what do we got here? I did terrible last week. 0-6 last week.
Yeah, went 0-6.
Yeah, remember I picked that Oakland game just to go against you guys?
Tough.
Yeah, that made me 0-6.
Tough sled.
So you're losing your fantasy game. You're losing your picks. You've lost it all.
I'm not losing the fantasy game. I just need Nick Foles to get his stuff together.
Mark 0-6. Andy 1-5.
Jimmy Graham, can you catch a ball? My God, he's a high draft pick on a tight end like that.
And
let's go, Graham. Get your act together.
Paul 2-4.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Paul.
So the standings. Paul.
Is it really called winning when you go 2-4?
Anyway, Paul leads still, 36 winning. And 35. Andy 32-36. Mark 30-41.
Loser.
It's not my fault you guys can't win any games.
Tough sledding here.
Neither can you.
All right. What do we got today?
I've won more than I've lost.
Arizona at Seattle. Seattle by 10.5.
Taking Seattle.
Taking Seattle.
I am taking Seattle as well. I think they blow doors off of Arizona in that game.
Do you want to go last?
Make up any
why don't you go last?
Locking up the number one
I'm
seed.
I'm going first.
Okay, go first.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Giants at Lions. Detroit by 9.
Giants at Lions. I hate both of those teams.
You got to pick one. There's points involved.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
I'm going to take the Lions.
I'm going to take the
I think
Lions.
They bounce back after a miserable, miserable performance Monday night. Giants, to me, look like they're just playing out the string.
Schwartzy playing for his job.
All right. Oakland at San Diego. San Diego by 10.
Oakland.
Yeah, I'll take San Diego.
Oakland, San Diego? Is that what that this game is?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember picking that one on Thursday. I will take the Superchargers.
This is good. Go and get
this. This is very good, actually. You're going to go 0-6, and I'm going to pull away from you.
Pittsburgh at Green Bay. Green Bay 2.5.
Oh, Pittsburgh. One. Pittsburgh.
I'm going to take Green Bay at home.
I'm going to take Green Bay just because I'm picking an opposite him because I want it to be a sweep.
I'm going to get right back in this thing with these ridiculous picks.
Skip forward to Monday.
Da, 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 da.
Atlanta at San Francisco. San Francisco by 12.5.
Ooh. At San Francisco, I'll take the Niners.
Damn it. I'll take the Niners. There goes my perfect week.
How about you, Paul?
I love the Niners.
To watch other games.
I love the Niners big in that one.
Niners, and then this game.
Then this game. New England at Baltimore. Baltimore by 2.5.
Taking the Pats.
I will take Baltimore.
I'll take Baltimore. 21-18.
And there you have it. There you have it. I'm going to get back in this.
Yeah. Well, you got an opportunity
to pick up five games on you.
Andy purposely picked against you in every game.
The thing is, you might as well go outlandish and try and make a last-ditch effort. If you're going to lose, then already losing. I got nothing really to lose.
Right.
Got everything to gain.
It's true.
Everything to gain. That's what comes from being in last place.
Everything to gain.
That's what comes from being 0-6.
I'm not
place.
Sure any of us has ever done that.
Got a PP.
No.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Yep. PPGS tweet coming in from Chris on Twitter. He says he's listening live to PFW Paul at Mark_Bertrand and the legendary at Jumbo Heart online and out of bounds. Hashtag PPGS. Hashtag money shot.
And a smile.
Nice job.
And a smile.
Nice job.
Nice tweet.
Glad to have you aboard.
He likes the money shot.
Tweet, Chris. Good tweet. 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you at 855-PATS-500.
So apparently there'll be no Dolphins tweets today with hashtag our time, hashtag December, hashtag division or anything.
Well, this is their time. This is when they wilt.
You know why? I should have never changed my mind on that coach.
Because as Paul would say, they're a bunch of choking dogs.
Dolphins.
I just don't think they're that good. I don't even call them choking dogs.
Raphael in Lawrence writes in webradio@patriots.com. Hey, guys, isn't it telling?
You know who his best friend is?
Who is it?
Leonardo.
Okay. Hey, guys, isn't it telling that Belichick has not been able to improve his defense after so many years, but on the other hand, Ozzie down in Baltimore, talking about Ozzie Newsome, completely guts his, and in one try, he has already improved what was already a good defense. When are people finally going to call the elephant in the room and say the truth is that Belichick is either a bad GM or the team's philosophy doesn't work out or his defense is antiquated? I mean, it has to be one or the other, right? It's a lot of heavy stuff.
I think that they had – listen, I think they had the makings of an improved defense. I'm not as high on what happened early in the year as some other people are because of who they faced. You know, they had three solid outings defensively to open the season against two rookie quarterbacks playing their first game in their second game, and then a guy who's about a hair away from being out of the league in Josh Freeman. So I don't think that – I wasn't as impressed with that, but you can't ignore the fact that he went out and got Tlaib. He went out and drafted Chandler Jones and, you know, some of these other pieces that are in place now that have played reasonably well. They lost important guys up the middle of the defense that you really couldn't expect to lose. You know, Vince Wilfork hasn't really missed a whole lot of games in his career. Gerard Mayo hasn't missed a ton of games in his career. Yeah, they get hurt, they get injured once in a while, but to lose those two guys for as long a time as they've been without them, your defense is going to hurt. Now, the second part of that email about the philosophy and the aggressiveness on defense, I sort of agree with that. I think they need to get a little bit more aggressive when it comes to their philosophy of how they want to play.
855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. Get on board. And again, your email is at webradio@patriots.com. Coming up in just a short time, we'll check in down in Baltimore with Eric Scalavino. We'll go inside the press box, see what the weather is there. Maybe he can give us a weather update. And we'll continue to talk about this game with your calls. Don't go anywhere.
More Patriots talk coming up next after this quick timeout.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. This is Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparella on the Patriots pregame social.
Well, looks like the Bills about to close it out against the Dolphins.
It's a hat and T-shirt game, Beetle, without having to play.
You think they'll pass them out pregame?
I would doubt it.
Something tells me we won't.
But unless something changes dramatically in the last 8 minutes of that Buffalo game, the Bills are going to do the Patriots a huge favor.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500, web radio at patriots.com. Make sure you use that hashtag PPGS. PPGS on the Twitter machine. Make sure you do that.
Pipigas. I'm saying it. Pipigas. Right? It doesn't sound right.
Impicas.
It's unfamiliar. Let's go back to the poll center with Darren Hartwell. Get a check on things at facebook.com/New England Patriots.
All right. We've got a third poll up here. Of the following choices, what is the key to the Patriots?
Your boy just caught
today?
A touchdown, Beetle. Sorry.
Oh. Go ahead. Yeah.
Strong running game, execution in the red zone. Red zone defense or special teams battle?
Execution in the red zone.
Yeah, I agree with Andy.
71% agree with you.
See, they're smart.
Yeah,
we have educated some listeners.
Yep. Educated?
Educated. Yep. Oh, good.
Jeez.
Edumacated.
Good grief.
And what we taught them is, when they run out of Bud Lights, don't start drinking the Bud just because they're still there.
Oh!
He went to Bud Heavy's late.
Now we're getting to the bottom of the story.
Bud Varsity.
Yeah.
As Charles Barkley would say, that the Buttweisers.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I transitioned.
Went to the Bud Heavy.
Yep.
Bud Heavy's late.
And for me,
late
it's
in the
like,
night, too. I mean, that's. Yeah, I just stick with the Miller Lite. I just stuck with Miller Lite.
Well, I stuck with Bud Light until I went to the cooler and it was empty. And the guy's like, I think there's some in the back of the fridge. And so I went and got Buds out of the back of the fridge.
Oh, now we get to the
Now he's
got
the Bud Mud.
It was a good time. Not yet. No, I'm good.
There are bottles, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're safe. You're just drinking the bottle. Stay away from the draft stuff.
Yeah, I don't have draft anywhere.
The draft beer will give you headaches.
It's the same thing for me with I can't do like the micro brews or whatever when you go to like a restaurant brewery and you drink whatever they have. Yeah. They kill me.
Yeah.
Just instant diarrhea.
Stay away from the drafts. Stay away from those drafts.
It's terrible.
All right, so do we get results there on that poll?
Yeah, what's we got results. We got 71%.
How many Bud Heavies you have last night?
Yeah. For the,
sorry,
for the
Jimmy
red
Graham
zone.
Caught a touchdown and I just went nuts.
But, yeah, that's the big result there.
Red zone execution.
Red zone defense was second with 21%.
Okay, very good.
And that's key, too, against a crappy red zone offense, despite the fact that the Mink Man is expecting a blowout victory for the Ravens. What was his first name?
Ryan.
Ryan Mink.
Ryan Mink.
No S?
Who was one of the very first members of in that segment that actually spoke glowingly about his own team.
Well, we did go to Ravens.com.
Usually we get guys that just beat the crap out of their team. You know, kind of like you do with the Patriots.
I don't beat the crap out
of
anybody.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I call it like I see it. The truth is never mean, especially when you're talking about a football team. And the truth is, this team doesn't force turnovers. Truth is, this team can't stop the run. Truth is, this team can't score in the red zone. Right?
Yes, Buffalo has left the door slightly ajar. by getting stopped inside the 5-yard line. Had to kick a field goal, so it's 16-0. No signs of offense from Miami, and Tannehill is out of the game, and the Broncos just fumbled on their own 25. Not sure if they have the ball. Big pile up here on a punt.
Paul doing play-by-play for multiple games at once.
Well, all these games are of importance to the Patriots. The Broncos,
okay.
The Chiefs.
Dave knows it. He's watching the game center.
That's true. That's true. Oh, and they're saying it's Denver ball somehow. 16-0 in that Buffalo game with about 6:40 left in the game, and Matt Moore playing quarterback for the Dolphins.
Matt Moore.
Matty Moore.
Let's just give the whole scoreboard. Let's just do that. Let's just give it out. That way we don't have to keep giving it.
Rams up.
Well, I'm trying
up,
to keep track
away.
Of the games that are important to the Patriots fans.
That.
And I have a feeling we haven't had a ton of interaction today. I have a feeling that's why these out-of-town games are of a little bit more importance late in the year like this. So, obviously, the Patriots
social,
need...
Social, not very social today.
Yeah, the Patriots need losses from
or
both.
Or they all had ran out of Bud Lights last night, went to Bud Heavy at the Christmas party, and
well,
they're feeling
that could
it a little
be
bit.
Too.
I don't
I'll be honest, if I weren't here, I'd be sleeping.
What? I'm totally with you. The people that were rooting for Indy to beat Kansas City were just are just asinine.
Well, it could... I mean, listen, you could get losses from Denver and Kansas City...
Highly unlikely.
...to get the number one seed. So those two games are of importance. But if the Patriots lose today...
We can still get the number
that
one
win
seed.
By Indianapolis. If they would both have to lose the game,
if the Patriots
game,
lose today and Indy and Cincy winning, you lose the bye.
You could lose a bye with a loss today. So that's why these games. That's why I'm talking about these games, Andy. These games have some importance to the Patriots.
I'm like Fred. I wait till the season's over. Tell me what seed I was.
Okay, so you don't
see.
You don't,
I'm not like that at all.
No, I like to have all the different options. Sort of
know who you're rooting
percolating.
For
in a normal day, maybe. I don't have it today.
Well, listen, you just don't have it. You
I
don't
need
have
an eggnog latte. Listen, when you go out for lunch, I might need an eggnog latte.
You left it in the bullpen. What do you want me to tell you? You don't have your stuff today.
Oh, definitely
But
not.
You got to try to grit it out for six innings. You got to bow your back, you know, like John Lester. Give me six good innings.
I don't have it in me.
Mike in Rhode Island writes in with the absence.
I'm like J.D. Drew. I'm going home.
Paul tried to give it to you, and then he hit you in the knee.
With the absence of Gronk, Tompkins, and the return of Dobson, Brady is going to need to hit Dobson a lot today. What kind of productivity do you think we can expect from him?
Well, it's not all on Dobson. I mean, are we sold that they, you know, Amendola, we didn't see some sort of rebirth last week? I thought Amendola looked good.
He did look good.
And
that would be red zone.
That would be when a guy knocked the ball away.
That ball's got to get caught.
Yeah. Actually, I'm more with Andy on that one. I don't think
it's a gotta be caught.
I don't think it's gotta be caught.
You know, the old theory of it hits your hands, you have to catch it.
No. I don't subscribe to that theory.
You don't? Okay.
I think he had the ball in both hands and should have been able to secure it quicker than the, I already forget the guy's name.
You got Sterling Ward over there.
Michael Thomas.
I thought Thomas made a good play on
that.
He made an excellent play. I don't think it should have come to that. I think the ball should have been caught.
Did Sterling Ward make a good play?
No. Well, yeah.
I think it's the same play.
He made a good play, but the ball... No, that was... The Lee Evans play was much more egregious than Amendola. I agree with
Andy
and Beadle on that one. I think he should have caught it, but, I mean, the Lee Evans play is a play that any...
So do we hate Amendola?
Any high school... I mean, Darren Hartwell would have secured the Lee Evans play.
I hate Amendola.
Oh, yeah.
You hate Amendola? Why?
Hate him.
Why?
He's been a waste.
Wow.
Oh, that's strong. That's just poor to me. I think he's been,
been fighting through a torn
gritty,
groin
gutty
all year.
Performer.
Yeah.
I give him
he's
a lot of credit.
He's in week 14 of a torn groin, and he's got 130 yards receiving, and you're calling him a waste? Typical.
I keep saying every week, and I believe this, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong.
Should probably believe it if you say it every week.
When this season's over, we're going to get the real story on Danny Amendola's groin, right?
I don't know if we'll get the real story.
I don't know how much that we don't know.
I mean, assuming it's going to be repaired.
Yeah, in terms of he'll need a surgery.
Yes.
I would assume
that he's going to need something.
Like, there's going to be a detail out there of, he actually played the year when it was completely ripped off and it was, you know.
Well, I think we'll get a better story of when he rejoins the team next year to know how severe it was and what type of a surgery he had to fix it.
14 weeks, all right? 14 games, 51 catches at the start of the season.
Well, if you told me he had a torn groin and maybe a second torn groin and a
listen, I can't argue the production hasn't been there,
production
but
has
I think
not been there
I think there is
but I think there's a reason why.
Yeah,
you guys think,
and I think it's almost like people use it.
Production
as a
hasn't
knock
been there for Wilfork either
because he's been out there playing through it. Whereas if he just
why
decided
do you
to
constantly
sit it out,
do that?
I think we should cut Wilfork.
Why do
I mean,
you constantly
his tackle totals
do that?
Way down has not been an impact guy.
No, Andy's making a
it's not. One guy played all the games, another guy didn't play any of them.
So you'd be happier if he didn't play.
That's my point.
No,
like,
I'm saying
he gets knocked because he's out there fighting through it and playing. Would you rather he just not play?
No, but if a guy didn't play at all,
and this isn't
you
apply
can't.
To Paul because Paul's not even knocking him.
No, I know. I think this.
I should be yelling at Kevin.
There's extenuating
idiot.
Circumstances for Amendola, no question. I'm not knocking him at
waste
all.
Waste of a contract.
But I mean, you can't say a guy who didn't play in the games at all and didn't make tackles is the same as a guy who did play in all the games and didn't catch as many passes.
Doing it for effect.
I know, because he likes to compare apples and grapefruits. It's not even close.
But I also like to give the guy credit for fighting through it and being relatively productive.
And
I do give him
a lot of credit for that. I give him a lot of credit for that.
People are calling him waste of space.
The only thing we disagree on here is your analogy, not the point itself, because we all agree on the point.
Right.
Except for Kevin.
Except for idiot.
Yeah. Idiot Kevin.
No, if you told me through 14 games at the start of the season
that he's playing with a double torn groin and missed a couple
that.
Games with
you
a blown up head.
You can't just take it in a vacuum and say, if you told me he was only going to catch 50 balls, no. Did you tell me he's going to tear his groin completely off the bone? And I would have said, hey,
wait,
that's pretty good.
So you're happy with letting Welker go and signing him. You think that was a good choice?
No,
based off what we've seen.
I had no problem with it. I had no problem with it at the time.
I know you did.
I'm not going to change now because it didn't.
I would have signed Welker.
You can't disagree with the signing and then say, well, Danny Amendola has fought through injury and has played relatively well considering the injuries he's had. You can't. Both of those things can't be true. It has to be one or the other.
I think he's been average at best.
I agree, but there's nothing. I mean, you don't give him anything for playing at
a little bit below.
He probably played half of those games at well below. 100%.
Yeah,
right?
I give him credit for that.
At least half, maybe more.
Really doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't sound like you're giving him any credit for anything.
Waste of space doesn't feel like credit. Wasted contract doesn't feel like credit.
Doesn't feel like credit.
300-yard games.
855 Pats 500. Here we go. Now we have some spirited debate on the program.
Well, we needed an idiot to throw something out
there. Yeah, that's what we need. Thanks, you contrarian.
Idiocy drives talk radio. Your host knows that better than anyone. You put an idiot in front of that mic and the calls start ringing in.
Ah, there we go.
It's called the Felder and Maz Show.
Web radio at patriots.com. Weigh in on that. And also,
I don't think they'll be any different without Gronkowski. I don't think it'll make a difference.
But I wouldn't trade him for a first-round pick.
My needle hasn't moved, I think was the line.
Oh, he's an idiot. Such a moron.
Back to the emails. Greg from the billing department writes, "What's up, fellas? I woke up this morning and had a good feeling about today." Oh, that's good.
Little morning wood, did you?
So I'm leaning towards the Pats going back to Foxborough, still having the number two seed with a good win. 6-5 will be the final score with this heart.
Six to five?
Yeah, I thought he was referencing a record. No. He thinks the final score will be 6-5 today.
That'll be cool. That'll be really
awesome.
6-5.
I don't think the same.
You got a baseball
cool
score
that.
There. Wait, I think that was my dream. But seriously, I think they'll pull this one out 27-17 with a late touchdown to seal it. I was also thinking about the hypothetical AFC playoff picture. Win at Ravens, Bengals, and Colts. Lose second. Okay, this thing just gets too complicated. But basically 27-17.
I liked it better when it was 6-5.
There's just too many things here. Too many things coming on here.
You confuse the host.
Yeah, the emails gets very, very confusing, Aaron.
Keep it simple. You know what? Short sentences. Double spacing in between so he can read the paragraphs.
Use useful sentences. Use English instead of all these. Here, look at this list of team
today,
names.
Today, Junior?
Come on.
Ripping the.
All right, let's go check
sorry,
in.
I've had limited interaction.
Let's go inside the press box.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Let's go inside the press box. Eric Scalavino joining us on the line from Baltimore inside the press box.
Eric!
Ravens and Patriots coming up. Eric, we've been looking at the Doppler radar, and it appears that if you've seen any of the Carolina Saints game,
yes.
It is torrential downpours there,
right. Yep.
And it looks and it's like it's headed. It looks like it's headed toward Baltimore.
Well, yeah, it looks like it's cleared up over there. Very nicely for them, and it is starting to darken a little bit over here, so I'm a little concerned about our weather in about an hour.
So if Gloria Estefan had a box in Baltimore, it'd probably be wet today.
Boy, Captain Obvious.
She's got a roof over her box to keep it dry.
Oh, man.
I know you're we're a little earlier
Come
in the process. Little...
Come on, Mark. You're better than that.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
He's not. He's told us that
really
when he walks
not.
In this door, he leaves all professionalism out the door.
Eric, you have to check your professionalism at the door to mentally just get through the 2 hours.
And I told him that was inappropriate, that Tom Brady doesn't lower himself to the standards of Randy Moss and Chad Ochocinco. He tries to lift them.
That's an absolutely good point. That's what I've been doing on PFW in progress. For the last
yeah,
year.
Not really. I know it's earlier in the process, Eric, but what are we seeing out on the field? And one of the questions I would pose to you today, obviously there's a number of lineup questions with mm-hmm. Nate Solder being out. You know, if you see Mankins out there, have you seen mm-hmm. him doing any pass sets, maybe indicating he is going to be the left tackle?
Doing it right now, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's at the left tackle position, and Josh Klein is right next to him at left guard.
So does that concern you?
Yes.
Me too.
Absolutely does.
Concerns me on a number of spots there because I now have Marcus Cannon at right tackle, concerns me against Doomerville. Left tackle, I have Logan Mankins, who, for his greatness as an offensive lineman, is not a career NFL left tackle. So Terrell Suggs, I give him the advantage, maybe both in skill and just knowledge of maybe how to take advantage of an inexperienced left tackle. And then in the middle of the offensive line, we got a Haloti Ngata bitch slapping mm-hmm. three potential weak spots.
That's an underrated concern that no one's really talked about.
We talked about it in the office all week, but yeah, I haven't heard many other people talking about it.
That's because we're usually ahead of the curve, Eric.
It's not a problem. You're damn right it's not a problem. It's a major problem.
It sure is. Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I'm also concerned about the number of penalty flags that could be thrown in the direction of Mankins and Suggs today, because those two guys are volatile personalities on the field, and I wonder just how much trouble they'll get into.
I'm actually rooting for that. I'm rooting for some punches to be thrown, some nuts to be punched.
Yeah, it would be entertaining to watch, but I wonder, when it happens, if it's happening on third downs or key situations.
Maybe that's the plan.
Whatnot.
Maybe the plan is to get those two to fight so they get kicked out, and then we'll just put Svitek in at left tackle. He won't have to deal with Suggs, and maybe they think that's a advantage Patriots.
I still wouldn't feel good about the O-line against this front seven.
The other side of the ball, speaking of maybe not feeling good, Aqib Talib, we know early in the year, was a matchup guy on the outside with people like Torrey Smith. Of late, he's matched up with tight ends, maybe like Dennis Pitta. Where do we think Aqib Talib's going to be today?
That's a good question. I think Torrey Smith would have to be the guy because you remember what he did last year, and he was coming off that emotional weekend where he had lost his brother.
Yep.
And he took all his frustration out on the Patriots. The Patriots didn't have to lead at that point. So I think to try to maybe neutralize the threat that he poses, they'll start out at least with the lead on him. And that's the other concern I have is who's going to be on Ray Rice, because I really don't want Dante Hightower or Brandon Spikes to be covering him in space. And Dane Fletcher's been ruled out, so I guess the only other logical person I would have maybe trying that would be Jamie Collins.
That's an interesting matchup, a fire hydrant versus a long, lankier type linebacker.
Yeah, but a guy who, of the linebackers, is probably the quickest and most athletic and maybe capable of trying to match up with a guy like, a firebug like Rice. So that's kind of what I would be looking for. I'd be looking for Talib on Smith and Collins on Rice.
Eric, do you, I'm sure you're well aware that the Bills are taking care of business against the Dolphins and the Patriots are going to win the AFC East.
They actually had that game on the big board here in M&T Bank Stadium.
So are they passing out hats and t-shirts pregame here? We got a little celebration, maybe a podium, Belichick going to the mic.
I certainly will turn my back to that if I see that.
You don't appreciate.
I appreciate and I would acknowledge it, but I would not do any celebrating, not running around with my hands in the air, especially if they lose the game today, because you're backing into the playoffs. You want to go into the playoffs with a win, not having to rely on someone else who's lost.
Right, then you're called Tim Tebow.
Exactly. So I would keep my celebrations to a minimum if I were the Patriots, if they come out of this game with a loss and still manage to win the AFC East.
Any final factors you're seeing pregame that might sway things, change things, anything that of note?
No, I was trying to watch Joe Flacco and his mobility a little bit. Yeah. With the big left knee brace on him, and everything I saw from him was a little bit half to three quarter speed. So I don't know if he's doing that by design or if that's just all he can do right now. But I think it bears watching whether or not he takes any big hits today, how long he'll be able to stand up on 2 feet with that injured left knee.
And remind us again, your prediction is?
Ravens 19, Patriots 16.
Ooh, Eric picked the Ravens.
So did you.
Sorry.
All right, see you.
So
the guy from Ravens.com, in case you want to know, and he actually said he thinks there's a chance the Ravens could blow the Patriots out and really click on all cylinders today.
Thanks, they're close.
I'd be surprised if it's a blowout on either side.
His name is Mink, so if you want to go beat him up, you find him.
Eric, do you know anything about minks?
You mean like the little animals?
Yeah, like the animals.
They make the coats out of?
Yeah, yeah.
Just that they're little animals that make they make coats out of.
Don't you think they're kind of ugly, though? I didn't really know what a mink was until we looked it up when this guy was coming on. And they're not really all that attractive and cool looking that you'd think that a fancy female coat would come out of it.
You mean like they're not like a panda bear, right, Andy?
Well, yeah, or like a leopard would make a nice coat, I think, or something. But a mink looks like an overgrown rat or squirrel.
I mean,
how many
minks do you think they need to make a mink coat?
Oh, a lot.
Right?
Yeah, a heck of a lot, yeah.
A
lot of them.
Probably 100 minks.
Yeah, you got to smoke those minks out, you know? You got to trap them. How do you catch a mink?
You see, I'm an animal.
I don't know.
So I don't want them to make any coats out of anything.
Okay. All right.
That's what artificial stuff is for.
We're just talking minks, though. I mean, you know. Just wonder if you knew anything about minks.
Have you ever had a mink coat?
And if you didn't know, they're in the family of the weasels, otters, and ferrets of the world.
Oh.
Mink is a
coat. How come there's not otter coats and ferret coats?
Close cousin.
You'd think they'd make coats out of otter animals, too. All right, see you, Eric.
All right, Eric. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Eric Scalavino joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots.
Brings us full circle.
Game social. How was that?
Otterbox.
What about the Otterbox?
Where baby otters come from.
Yes, they make these cell phone cases out of otters.
Poor female otters.
You don't want to call it the mink box.
Wow. Cowboys may have just saved their season with a fourth and goal touchdown.
How about the fight that's ensuing?
There's a fight on the field.
Flags everywhere. Tis the season. The little Christmas lights are on the score box. Up
PAT
top
pending to give the Cowgirls the lead.
Couple of emails coming in here.
Some dude
at webradio@patriots.com. Michael writes in. Michael, who goes by Cal. You can't blame Amendola that the Patriots let Welker go. I would rather have Welker, but I'm happy with the season Amendola has given the team, considering his injury status. That's from Cal in Chicago.
That is a very...
That's the
honest perspective. That, yeah. You know,
see,
looking at all the factors and saying he's hurt, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the season that he's had. I give him
because
points
of the injury.
I give him points for gutting it out, but he, with the exception of last week, didn't gut it out overly effectively.
So that's one email disagreeing with Kevin. Here's another one. Subject line: Seriously, Kevin?
Yeah,
Kevin. I agree with you.
I'm moving the needle over here.
You're out of your mind.
I guess you're moving the needle, Kevin. Usually, I agree with you and think of you as a smart football fan.
Why?
But Amendola, come on, man. Andy, I agreed with your stance on PFW against Fred that the Ravens had the edge in some key areas. But no, I never thought that meant the Patriots couldn't win. This is the first time all week I felt good about the game. I don't know what swayed me, gut feeling maybe, although my guts do have bleep for brains.
Now, Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Is there any...
Pats 21, Ravens 17, Ross in Canada. Thanks,
positive
Ross.
And
thanks,
or Ross. Negative emotional effect to the results elsewhere prior to this game? Do you loosen up and just go, or is there... is there an effect?
On the team itself?
On the performance that the Patriots could put forth at
MNC Bank.
You
think they're paying attention to this right now?
It was on the big screen, Eric said.
Oh, they know.
Eric said the game
was on
the big screen.
They know that Miami's going to lose.
They know that it's a hat and t-shirt day. They know that they clinched division. They're going to the postseason.
No, there's no question.
So is that a positive, a negative? Is there any boost in either direction? Do you relax too much? You don't have the same whatever. I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, it's a fair question. Maybe it does. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Why would you not know?
I don't know.
I think there's a lot more at play here
than just winning the division.
Yeah, it's still an important game. It's just not quite as important as it was, but they still need it. They need it if they're going to be players in January.
I got to be honest with you. If they're excited about winning the division, it's kind of disappointing. Like, it's just the division. For this team, your expectations
are higher. No, I'm not even saying excited. I'm saying maybe a little release of pressure.
Maybe.
No more must-win. I mean, Fred Kirsch was calling this a must-win game. For the Patriots,
the element of having to worry about getting in,
right, loosen
gone.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, that's
or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe they play a better game.
Off. I'm just wondering.
But I don't think that they've played badly, for the most part.
I just think they stink.
Well, I think they're doing a lot like
these. It's a backhand. No. They haven't played poorly. They're doing their best.
And I'm not saying every single week.
Eric Cartman.
I don't think they played very well in Houston, for an example. I'm not saying every single week. I don't think they played extremely well against Cleveland, but. Like last week, I don't think they played a bad game. I think you took it to the extreme negative. I think of it a lot like Amendola. Like, I don't think Amendola's played badly because I know there's a reason why he only has 51 catches.
Not terrible. Patriots are injured like Amendola's injured.
I think the Patriots are playing reasonably well with what they have. It's not always been they're playing well. I get, like I said, against Houston, There's no reason that they couldn't have beaten a two-win team a little bit more handily than they did. But you know what? I could have seen a game like what Denver had with Houston today. You know, sort of a dogfight for a while, and then Denver finally pulled away at the end. But I kind of look at those two things similar. I don't kill the Patriots for not having more impressive wins because I just don't think they have the horses to have many more impressive wins than they do.
Andy's putting his pants back on, which means this program is coming to a close. Any final thoughts?
I had shorts
thoughts?
On, too.
Any
you know,
final
I mean,
thoughts?
I wasn't in my underwear.
Final thoughts? Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys, by the way.
Merry Christmas to everyone around the world. Feliz Navidad, whatever else they say, and Germany and all those other places were big. Australia. Do they have a Christmas down there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they do. They celebrate it there.
Christmas trees
nice
are upside down
this time of year.
But Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. And let's hope the Patriots get the job done and the pressure in the red zone.
All right. Enjoy the game, everybody. Make sure you come back post-game for the Xbox post-game show. The Xbox One post-game show right here on Patriots.com. I'll be back. And you know what? I want some better participation in the post-game than we got pre-game.
I'll have some more hot takes.
So drink before you email.
I'll let you off the hook for the pre-game. There's other football being played.
I have some steaming hot takes.
I want to hear from you after this game.
I'm going to have some steaming hot stuff.
I'll talk to you then. Enjoy the game.
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Baltimore Ravens.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a play, making it open. Aaron Dodson on the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
Two receivers left to the right. Brady on a deep drop, looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.